Sign up now for the 10th annual Coors Light Dunham & Miller Open, September 24th at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and North Texas Nissan. Insert your putter or stiff shaft joke here and log on to theticket.com.
Good morning, it's 9:13 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's Dunham & Miller Show on the road at the Kroger in Arlington. That's South Green Oaks, 360 south of I-20. Be here until 10 o'clock. Coming up at 9:35, we'll look at the Eric Dampier trade, which should become official today. But right now, it's time for Gordo's Corner, and it's brought to us this morning by the United States judicial system, which is what takes Gordo away from us for the corner. But we do understand that we have Gordo on the phone. Is that right?
Yeah, just don't mention why I'm gone so much.
Oh, okay.
I happen to be battling an issue.
Okay.
Huh.
And,
Well, divorce proceedings are ugly, and they, you know.
They always are, Craig. They are. And I'm not real proud of it. But, you know, hey, ladies, I'm available.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Don't say that. Well, since we're in a grocery store, we thought we could do grocery store talk here during the corner.
Hey, I'm all for it.
Junior and I grocery shop.
Is it $1.75 to park here? Okay.
Oh,
thanks.
No.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
You don't do much grocery shopping, do you, Gordo?
No, I don't.
You
we
woman
go
of the household?
Eat every dang meal.
You eat out all the time?
Well, that's kind of private between me and my wife, but yes.
Hmm. Why would eating at a restaurant be that private?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yes, we do frequent restaurants.
Right. Well, Junior and I grocery shop. What's the one item, Junior, that you get every time you go to the store?
That would probably be, well, there are about six items that I get every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Spaghetti sauce.
Okay.
Noodles.
Yeah.
Condoms.
Bananas. Strawberries. And broccoli.
And condoms for the bananas.
What about lunch meat?
Nope.
You don't get lunch meat every time?
Nope, I don't do that anymore.
You're not eating turkey sammies anymore?
No, I was, and then I had a couple bad experiences with turkey. The turkey that I would get at the deli would go bad too quickly.
Yeah.
And so I've started eating my turkey sandwiches out. It's only $4 or $5 for a sandwich, and so
no,
I don't.
That's a lot of money.
I haven't bought the deli meat in I don't know how long, years.
Oh, because see, that's not what we get every time.
Really?
You know, because the kids making their lunches and stuff for school,
mm-hmm.
We always get the deli meat. And I don't know what made me think of this, but looking over at the deli counter here at Kroger, they got, you know, Boar's Head brand meats, great stuff.
I had a girl give me that one time.
Yeah. And I didn't see this type of meat, but I always loved it as a kid. And it's perhaps the most, I would think, grotesque lunch meat out there.
Olive loaf.
Yes.
Oh, that's so gross.
I loved it as a kid. I don't think I've had it in 30 years.
Isn't it basically bologna with olive pressed inside of it?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. And when my mom went to the grocery store, I said, please get some olive loaf.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Do you like liverwurst with that?
No, I didn't like liverwurst.
No.
But, boy, I was a big fan of that olive loaf. And I noticed they don't even have it over at the counter anymore. I think I should just have to buy it, you know, packaged at the lunch meat counter.
What's the lunch meat that's got all, like, the pig's eyes and ears and stuff grinded up in it?
Knotwurst?
Sewage?
One of those.
What is liverwurst?
It's the worst
ground
liver.
Up liver.
It's the worst liver that they have.
Thanks.
Oh, it's a good day.
No, you know, I like going to the grocery store, and I've got my routine down. And I go to Kroger.
Yeah.
And I go to the Central Market that's close to us.
Oh, yeah.
And I buy the same stuff every time, and it drives me crazy that I can't really break out of my routine. But I
can't help it.
To me, going to the grocery store is a social experience. It's kind of like going out to a nightclub or something. You get to check out all the MILFs, and you get to
those.
That's where I go. I go for the meat market that's not behind the counter.
Right.
They have no interest in talking to you when they're at the grocery store.
Oh, yes, they do.
Or seeing you stalk them.
And I also love them because a lot of times you'll catch the good-looking girls in sweatpants, and you know you're just so close to the promised land.
Yep.
Just one yank of the pant down.
That's all it would take, yeah.
Mm. All right, ma'am.
Yeah, I have pretty much the same routine, too, because I go a lot. I enjoy going to the grocery store. I don't mind it. I don't mind. You know, I get the list, and I go, and I don't mind going at all. It's not a bad deal.
Hate it.
Why?
I just do. It's a big time waste, and you have to wait around on people. There's people with a slow shopping cart, and then there's people in the line to check out. And just everyone inconveniences me.
See, I really get caught in the big lines. You just don't go around, 5 o'clock when everyone's getting out of work. That's the worst time to go. And with our schedule, we can go in the middle of the day, and it's great.
And that's when all the MILFs go.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best time because they're MILFing around the store.
All
and, you know,
right.
They don't have anything to do
throughout
the day except be MILFy. And so they just...
Exactly.
They go to the store, and they'll spend 2 hours going up and down the aisle and kind of prancing around, kind of flaunting it.
They're just trying to get their groceries.
Yeah, kind of taunting you a little bit. You know, sometimes I don't even have to buy any groceries. I just go to the store for a gallon of MILF.
Jeez. All right, what about whip items that you buy at the grocery store that
like
would be considered
cream?
Whips? If anyone else...
Huh?
Oh, Gordon's on,
You mean
on, huh?
It's a whip to buy or it's a whip to consume?
It's just kind of a whip product. Like, the one I had jotted down was... I hadn't bought this in forever, but, again, this was always on my list when my mom used to go when I was a kid, and that is marshmallow cream. Jerry, peanut butter and marshmallow cream sandwiches?
No.
Gosh, I love that stuff.
Elvis died from that.
That's right. He threw that up on the toilet.
That's what he ate?
Yeah, he ate those.
Huh.
No, he ate peanut butter and Nana sandwiches.
Oh. Yeah, he ate those too, but like always, 12 to 18 hours later, it came out the other end.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my Lord.
You know what I hate to buy is laundry detergent because it's so heavy.
Yeah.
It always breaks through the plastic bag.
You go plastic
or... Just don't buy it. Wash your clothes in your own urine. That's what I do.
It smells like it.
It's a good day.
Oh, my gosh. I just see the hottest woman in the world walking out of Gus's Barbecue in downtown Dallas.
Why don't you go talk to her?
No, she's with a guy. It's either her dad or a very rich husband.
Well, go find out.
All right, hold on a second.
Oh, no.
This is going to be really uncomfortable.
All right.
Out of what barbecue?
Gus's Barbecue.
Gus's?
Yeah. Out
of the Mule?
All right, hold on. I'm running across the street here.
What's she wearing?
That kind of brown pants.
Uh-oh.
How you doing? Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting on the air right now.
Yeah.
You want to talk? You look familiar. Are you famous?
No, I'm not famous.
You sure?
Yep.
Really. Is this your wife here?
Yeah.
Really? How long have you been married?
2 years.
Second wife, huh? Yeah, I knew it. So you're rich, right?
No.
Come on, what do you do for a living?
Fly airplanes.
Oh, he's a pilot. So see, you were attracted to the romance of that. Could you tell George and Craig hi? Just speak right into there. What's your name, ma'am?
Hey, hi to George and Craig.
It's your first name.
Hi, George and Craig. Jenny.
And where did you go to school here, Jenny?
No, Minnesota.
Minnesota, were you a cheerleader there?
I was.
I bet she was a flight attendant.
I bet you were a flight attendant too, weren't you?
I was.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes. We're very good at that sort of thing. Well, you guys have a good day. Are you going home right now?
Not quite yet.
What do you got to do? You got a court appearance? Trying to get that first divorce finalized, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Oh, he was bitter.
Yeah. How hot was she?
She was really hot.
Really?
Yeah, you want me to talk to this guy? We're in there. How you doing, sir? Gordon Keith broadcasting live on the ticket. You having a good day? Oh, okay. All right.
What'd he say?
He said, no, and you better GD get away from me.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my.
What was he wearing?
Yeah, downtown Dallas is not the friendliest place. Kind of tense there. I'm about to just head into Gus's Barbecue here.
So how many pilots you think hook up with the flight attendants?
All of them.
All of them?
So? Flight attendants get that job in order to land a pilot, so to speak.
What? You think so?
Yeah.
Well, there's kind of a hot girl smoking across the street from Gus's Barbecue.
I bet she is.
Should I go talk to her?
Yeah, go talk to her.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back out in the traffic.
Hey, back across the street.
Hey, while you're there, will you get me a chopped beef sandwich?
No.
Chopped beef.
Guys, I wish he wasn't smoking now. That's unfortunate. Can I talk to her real quick? Hi, ma'am. I'm Gordon Keith, broadcasting live on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You ever heard of it?
No.
No? You listen to radio in Dallas? How old are you?
18.
18. And where do you go to school?
Naaman Forest.
Newman Forest?
Naaman
Forest. And what do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to make a career.
I was hoping you'd say me. Okay.
Oh. Hot? She's at Naaman Forest High School.
She's 18, George.
That is legal. I know, but she's in high school.
That is extraordinarily legal.
How was she?
She was really good. Boy, she didn't like my joke at all.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that's a pretty good line. I made it up on the spot.
I thought it was good.
You can use it if you want to, George.
Well, I don't need to use it, sir.
Here, rehearse after me, George. What do you want to do when you grow up?
I'm not going to rehearse your ridiculous line.
I was hoping you'd say me.
Cheese ball. Cheese ball.
I swore Mark Cuban just went in the courtroom. Oh, no, it was just a guy with a bad haircut. I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh.
So this is the story. This is why I'm here, just in a nutshell.
Okay.
I decided to protest one of these tickets, right?
What do you mean, one of these tickets?
Well, don't worry about how many tickets there are in my life. Just know that there's some.
Speeding ticket?
Yeah.
All right.
And so they reset my court date once, and I guess after they reset it once, you can't really reset it again. And so they schedule it right smack dab in the middle of the show, and I can't get out of it. So I had to, download the Jerry clip from the new Jerry Jones Show archive.
Right.
And then haul ass down here, and I'm parked in metered parking, which is costing about $1 for 25 minutes.
What time's your appointment?
Well, it was at 8:30. I had to check in with the bailiff. Uh-huh. And then at 9:40, I have to appear, I guess, in front of the judge.
Ooh, boy.
I hope you don't get the hanging judge.
Yeah, you're going to get that tough...
There's no such thing as a hanging judge in traffic court. So the question is, how does this work? Is it, if the cop shows up, basically I just have to pay the ticket, right?
Yeah, you can get deferred adjudication if the cop shows up.
I think I used that free pass last time.
Oh, okay. Then you'll have to pay the ticket. Or you can just challenge him. You can, your word against his word and see what happens.
Yeah, say, or was I?
Good point. I could, how do I know he's a judge? I mean, how do I know that he's a cop?
Yeah,
this isn't just a court of a public opinion.
You know what? And you could do this. You could defend yourself and just be the ultimate time waster and waste everybody's time. And the judge may eventually just go, all right, I'll dismiss it if you'll just shut up and get out of here.
That's a good idea. I'm going to say, Judge, I want to enter everything in this room in as an exhibit. And then, Judge, could you give me 15 minutes to draw a few pictures that I want to enter into an exhibit, like an art exhibit?
Are you dressed up?
Well, I am wearing a belt and long pants, but unfortunately I'm wearing a Scuba Toys golf shirt.
Oh.
That's the best you can come up with?
I swear to you, Giorgio, I'm not shticking you. It was the best thing I could come up with.
Sounds like someone just yelled Gordo as they went by.
No, that was a dark bus honking its horn to announce that it still has no passengers. All right, boys, I've got to get in there and fight for the just cause.
Well, good luck.
Yes, good luck.
You know, I don't want to tip off what my strategy is, but let's just say I'm going to put the system on trial here.
Good.
All right.
All right, good luck to you.
See ya.
That's Gordo going in for a court appearance. And that's Gordo's Corner. It's 9:27 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It should become official today, the Eric Dampier trade. We'll look at the pros and cons for the Mavericks next.